Welcome everybody that's online. Today we're going to continue. If you had gotten the text, we send out Elder Allison sent out a blast to go over for some of you that might have missed Thursday's message, because we are taking a bit of a shift and we're going in a little bit deeper into the message, or into the covenant of peace, or the fruit of peace, if you will. We're going deeper into the understanding of it. And it's called, this portion of the series is called Elevated Peace. Mm-hmm. And this would actually be part two of that, but it is part 183 of Abounding Winds in the series that we've been in for so long.
Amen.
But today we're going to continue, as I stated, with the message on Elevated Peace. This is, it would be part two of this part of the series. And just to give you a review, we're dealing with elevated peace. We're dealing with peace, not as people that are in need of it, not as a people that are in need, but we're dealing it with it from a perspective of being filled with it at all times, being filled with it and then functioning in its power. There's so much power behind peace.
Amen.
There's so much power. When I was early in the ministry, I remember the Lord, I would teach on the fruit of the Spirit every year. And this is probably about the fourth, maybe fifth year into the ministry, that I recognized that what was really strong on me was peace, that I just had this unshakable peace. It looks like faith and it acts like faith. It really does. That, I mean, it's all consummated, all of the nine are all meshed together, the nine fruit. But peace, there is so much power behind it. I began to recognize that. And the Lord reminded me, as I would lay hands on people with ailments and things, I would actually discern his peace all the way back then. And I would allow that to be a channel. It would be a channel to live by Jesus. It means that you channel. It's a channel. And I would, the power of God would channel through the fact that I knew that I had peace, and that I just wasn't disturbed by very much at all, if anything. And so people were getting healed and things were happening back then, but it was only, I would just recognize what I really had. And I was actually operating early in elevated peace. I was not looking for it or praying for it. I was recognizing that I had it.
Amen.
And that's what it means. Elevated means you're raised up, you're upraised or uplifted. It means that you're lifted up, or you're high up, you're aloft. You're aerial, you're overhead, or you're hoisted. So you're already above circumstances in elevated peace. You're already above the problems. You're not looking to try to get there, mm-hmm. but because you're eating the daily bread fragments of Christ, this rhema word, and because you're eating that, you're already nourished with it. So
Amen.
Therefore you're elevated.
Amen.
And that's what God is trying to establish us in, and that's where the body as a whole has to come. So we look at a little review from on Thursday. Actually, it's a review that goes beyond Thursday. We've been in this, and this is where it came alive for me. I got a fragment out of this scripture about being elevated here. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, it says, "Husbands, love your wives." And again, this is review. "Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word," by the rhema, "that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." So now, Christ gave himself so that we could be washed with water by the word. So we're washed via our hearing. Remember that. We're cleansed by way of our hearing, the rhema word. Well, peace is received by hearing the rhema word. So when we don't dwell in what we are hearing, we get spots and we get wrinkles. Now, again, the word spot means a defect or a fault. It means a disgrace. Now, the Lord's going to frame this for us this morning right here. It means to bring shame or discredit. And then it means to fall from favor. And as I looked at that and I saw the word fall, it made me realize something. If I'm falling, it means I was at one point elevated. I was elevated. If I'm falling from favor, it means I was elevated in favor, and now I'm falling from it. So when I'm not elevated, when I'm not filled or lifted up, when I'm not really, really nourished up in it, that means I have fallen from the place of my elevation. Remember, the Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're elevated. And so the Lord wants to frame that understanding to us. He doesn't want us down here in the earth realm, always having to ask for peace or ask for benefits, or we get wrinkles, which means that we have to draw to ourselves rescue and deliverance. And so when we're drawing to ourselves rescue and deliverance, we've actually fallen from our elevated place, because we should be full of favor and full of rescue.
Amen.
And we should be full of this all the time. And this is where the Lord is really, really bringing us. And I'm giving him glory for it. So you can see within the definition that the Lord is wanting to establish a constant flow of favor. No more sometimes in and sometimes out. No more falling from favor. Again, to fall is also indicates we were at one time elevated. We were up above every situation. And in that position, we were already speaking favor and prosperity, benefits and services in every area of our life, because that's what the Lord wants to fill us with. He wants us to be full of his peace. And so now he wants us full of prosperity. So the call that's upon us and the body, us in the church as a whole, is to stay elevated in peace. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, the place of elevated peace, I'm still reviewing from Thursday here. The place, where do I find this elevated peace? Well, we just read it in Ephesians, but we'll see it again in John. It's in our hearing. It says in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, we didn't give the definition of give on Thursday, but we'll frame it out for us today. The Lord will. It says here, to give. Now, remember, he's giving you his peace. This is the place where we become elevated. We already have it. We're already above these things. He said, I'm giving it to you. He said, I'm not just leaving it, but I'm giving you my peace. Now, I like this here. It means this, of one's own accord, to give one something. All right. And he gives it to you unto your advantage. It becomes your advantage. And I like the last two definitions very much, because they really point to where he's bringing us. We are supplied and we are furnished. All right. So now when he gives you something, you have a supply and you are already furnished with it. You shouldn't, why would you go buy a sofa if you have a sofa in your house? Why? Unless you wanted a new one. Don't sit there and act like you're not furnished with it. You already have it. When you're furnished with something, it means it's in your possession. You are a possessor of this. He said, I'm giving it unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Well, how are we getting this peace? All right. So now he's giving it to us. He's furnishing us with his peace. We already have the supply. We shouldn't be looking for it, and we shouldn't be, we should be elevated in it and flowing in it all day, every day, in all sincerity. We shouldn't be scrounging around trying to find peace or power, benefits or favor. We should be furnished with it. He said, I'm giving it to you. All right. So now, where's the connection point? Right here in John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Here's your connection. Whatsoever I have said unto you. That's your place right there. Whatever I have said is producing my peace. So if you read these in the order they belong in, he says, when I say something, I give you my peace. As I'm saying it, and the Holy Spirit reminds you of what I have said, not what the Bible says, but what I have said, what I'm uttering. All right, what I'm uttering now, when it's not the letter that's going to give you my peace, it's going to be coming from what I am saying, period. Amen?
Amen.
All right, amen. So now that's the connection to being elevated, staying in what he is saying. We've been learning this for years, but this is the place of elevated peace where you are already filled, furnished, supplied. You already have what you need. So now only thing you're doing is thanking him for prosperity, favor, benefits, and services. And that's all you're designed to do. Because why? You're already furnished with it. When I come home, I sit down on a seat or a chair that's already here. It's already in my possession. I can use it. It what? It's here. I'm furnished with it. When I go to bed at night, I lay in my bed, praise God. Thank God for that, because I'm furnished with it. It's already in my possession. I don't come home looking for a place to lay my head. I have it. I'm furnished with it. And so Amen. Is peace on your life. Amen. You are furnished with it, praise God. So is prosperity on your life. You are furnished with it, praise God. This is the elevated dimension. This is the mature place for Christians to be, and that Christ yes, wants us to be elevated to.
Yes,
God. That we're filled with it all the time, 24/7. All right? The reason being is because all power and all authority and all his means are found in whatever he says. So that means it elevates me. As long as I stay in a place where I'm eating this rhema word and I'm eating my daily bread, man, I'm already filled with it. I speak now to the four winds. I speak now to the circumstances, as Christ said. I speak to the mountains. And I let them know, no, get out of my way. I'm full of favor. I'm full of prosperity. I'm full of healing, praise God.
Amen. Right,
here
Amen.
We go. Let's go. Further confirmation that we should already be supplied with peace, with his peace. Jesus said in John 6:57, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. As I told you, the word by denotes the channel of where action is. It's the channel where action takes place. It means through or by the means of. So now the word means this. It means I have God's methods, his action. I have a system. I have which result is brought about. So it's already in me. I have it. Jesus said, if you eat me, you're going to live by me. You already have the means, which we've been already learning. But this is the place also where we are going to be and we should be elevated to. We're not going to listen. We're not going to need to ask for relief and aid when something comes up to against us. I just got quickened. I'm reminded of David, who packed 5 smooth stones. He had 5 going up against Goliath. When David got to the battle, he did not say, my goodness, woe is me. Where can I find a stone? He already had it in his pouch. Amen. And he only needed one when he took it out. He was already supplied with what he needed going into battle. First, he had the God of Israel on his side. And secondly, he had 5 smooth stones. He said, you come at me with a sword and a spear or a shield. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He had already what he needed to defeat Goliath. When you come against your giants that come in your life, you should already be filled with the peace of God to deal with anything that's coming up against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You should have the means already. You should have the where the action can proceed out of. Yeah, that's meaning you're fully nourished in this thing. You're not just speaking idle words of your peace is with me. No. You're speaking authentically because you're filled and nourished by the rhema word. He said, as the living Father has sent me. So now This is the chain of how what you have. Jesus said, the living Father sent me and I live by him. Well, what is the living Father? The living Father has vital power. The word living means vital power. It means he's efficient. Means he's powerful. We learn efficacious, meaning successful and producing a desired or intended results. That's what was in Jesus. So he said, I'm eating the Father and I have vital power. I'm efficient, I'm powerful, I'm efficacious. I am successful in producing the desired results that I want. So now Jesus said, now if I'm living by that, that's what's in me. Now, if you eat me, now you are now in this right here, this same nourishment. You have the same nourishment. You have vital power in yourself. You've got efficiency. You're powerful. You are efficacious. You're successful and producing a desired or intended result. This is elevated peace, where now you are nourished up with this. Oh, Jesus said, not me. I'm not the one. He said, you say unto the mountain. You say it. And in today's message, we're going to look at examples of this elevated peace with the way the disciples, the apostles were moving, not just the apostles, but everybody that was written in the New Testament era, Stephen and Philip. These guys moved from a place of elevated peace, knowing what they had in them. See, outside of knowing what you really got, you got a spot and you got a wrinkle.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm coming for a church that is not going to have a spot and not going to have a wrinkle. I'm coming for a church that knows who they are.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm coming for a church that understands that I have anointed them with power and authority, just like when I breathed on the 70. When I breathed on them, they came back bragging how they had power over the devil. Jesus said, yeah, I saw him falling like lightning. I saw what you guys were out there doing. Devils are subject unto us, they said, through your name. Yeah, that's how it works. They're subject unto us through him. But you're filled with it, and you got to get to this dimension. You got to get to this level. So this is what should be found in us as we eat the rhema, the unleavened word, right? As it flowed in and through Jesus, it's supposed to be flowing in and through us.
Amen.
This is, I'm telling you again, this is elevated peace. It's peace on another level. Normally, child of God, what we do is we pray for peace when things are disturbed. But Jesus is saying, listen, when a disturbance comes, I want you to be filled with it, just like I was when I was on the back of that ship and I was sleeping. I was filled with the fact that my Father said, go to the other side. I was filled with his word, with what he spoke to me, so I could sleep in that storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be able to sleep in the storms.
Yes, God.
And when you're ready, listen to this now, and I'm saying this with a reason. You're going to see why in a minute. When you're ready, you'll get up and stop it. Or you'll just sail right through it. Your choice. See, when you're elevated in peace, God gives you decisions. And you're going to see it in one of the examples today. It's so powerful that you have the power to decide. When you're elevated in peace. All right. So now let's see. We shouldn't be scrounging for it, guys. We should already be filled with it. Let's look at our examples now. Let's get into today's work. All right. Examples of flowing in elevated peace. We're going to look at Peter and John first. All right. In Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. I'm so excited to share this with you. Please keep your ear to this. Don't be disturbed. I want you to grab this. Oh, my gosh. After we were done on Thursday, man, a little revival broke out in my home, and we were just so filled with this truth. I mean, filled. We just got so filled, and we could feel and discern where we really are and what he's really doing. We were so connected and dialed in to this truth. It was ridiculous. It felt so good, and it feels so good. It feels so good to know that God is making you through his word, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. lenders, glory be to God, and not borrowers. Yes, it's causing us to rise up into our rightful place. That's what he's doing. All right, here we go. Peter and John. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple about at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6, Peter says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Listen to that. But such as I have, give I thee. Jesus.
Yes,
elevated peace. Knew what he had. Understood what he could give. Bible says in verse 7, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people. Watch this now. You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son, Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Now, first of all, Peter said, such as I have. Watch this now. This is so powerful. I thought about you, Elder Donna. I thought about you because this, I know, is going to really tickle you here. It's going to bless you. This is going to be one of your oohs and ahs. The word have, such as I have, he says, such as I possess. This is the Greek meaning here. He says, such as I possess. All right? Such as I possess. The word also means such as I'm diseased with. I'm diseased. I possess it and I'm diseased. And it also means have, means to own. Such as I possess, I'm diseased, and such as I own. And then there was a definition there that I thought was amazing. The word eat. Such as I eat, give I thee.
Hallelujah, God.
Such as I'm eating, I'm giving out to you. Why? Because I'm already nourished with it. I'm filled with it.
Jesus.
So therefore, I'm eating it, I possess it, and I'm diseased with it. Such as I eat, give I thee. That's why the Lord has been telling us, eat your daily bread fragments. Why? Because if you eat it, you'll possess it. If you'll eat it, you'll become diseased with it. If you eat it, you'll own it. So Peter was saying, listen, dude, I eat this. So therefore I possess it. I'm actually diseased with it. It's all over me. My shadow was healing folks. I own this. So he said, such as I eat, I'm giving. But I love his balance, though. I love his balance. He did possess it. He was diseased, him and John, because he said, look on us. They were both eating. If you look at the verse first, they were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. These guys were staying in the study. They didn't come out. Before that, we found out that the disciples or the apostles were going from house to house, breaking bread. Staying in the word, eating the word. So they became possessors. They became diseased with it. Yeah, they became owners of it. And Peter did say, such as I have, give I thee. So now this is a perfect display. And I like how Peter shifts on them.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When they all come over to him First, he told the man, look on us. He knew what he could give him. But when it came time for them to glorify or be glorified, Peter said, No. I give glory to the bread. I give glory to the bread, yes, the bread that I'm eating. The God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has glorified his son, Jesus. That's where I'm getting this from. Don't look at me like I gained all this power and this holiness. No. I gained it because that's who I'm eating. So I glorify the bread that I'm eating. I glorify Alpha and Omega. I don't take glory of myself. Though I'm a possessor of it, though I am completely diseased with it, and I own it because he gave it to me. He said, my peace I give unto you. I own it. I won't steal its glory. I won't steal its glory. Most athletes don't steal the glory of their workout or their regimen. They don't steal the glory of how they keep their bodies nourished. They'll tell you, this is why I do what I do. They'll even do specials on television. They used to do one on Jerry Rice all the time because Jerry's workout was so intense. So Jerry really gave tribute to the fact of his workout. So you can't take the glory, even though you're out there. Those are your talents. You possess it. There's a reason why. Where is the origin coming from? And Peter said, no, this is the origin. This is the origin. Yeah, I own it. Yeah, he gave it to me. But the only reason why is because I'm eating the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm eating his son, Jesus. This is where I got my ownership from. I'm elevated in this because I continue to eat it. So this is a perfect display of elevated peace that Peter shifted and gave out to this man. Because in peace, we find welfare, which means wholeness or healing. We find it there. So Peter gives it because he's elevated in it. You can't be scrounging for it when it's time to disperse it and give it out. You've got to already be filled with this. You can't be scrounging for it. You don't want to be scrounging for it. When it's time and the storm breaks out, you don't want to be scrounging for it. When the bills are due. No. You just need to be in the position to lift your hands and thank him for his prosperity and favor, benefits and services, and release it in your atmosphere and watch it manifest. They knew they were possessed and diseased with it because they knew they ate it all the time. But they also knew who the source of their anointed nourishment was coming from. First Peter boldly says, look on us, such as I have give I thee. But then when the crowd came, he said, why are you looking at us as though by our own power and holiness we had made this man to walk? They gave glory back unto the Father and the Son. So that's your first example of elevated peace, filled with it. The second one really blew my mind, dealing with Paul and Silas. This second one here was something else. All right, now watch this. Listen up here. Listen here. In Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18, it says here, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Keep in mind, she wasn't giving praise and honor to who they were or who God is. She was mocking them. She said, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which sheweth unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. Watch this now. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said, I command thee, see that two words? I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, I command thee, you kind of go past that And we really don't look at that really too much. We just rely on the name of Jesus. I'm about to show you something. We rely on the name of Jesus. No, it doesn't work like that. Skiva tried it. We talk about it all the time. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. He tried it. He said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I adjure you, come out of him. And the demon that was in the guy jumped Skiva and his sons. All right. So Jesus by itself, the name of Jesus by itself doesn't really get it done. You got to be where Paul was. I command thee. I command thee. Watch this now. Watch this. The word I command in the Greek means this. He to whom a person or thing belongs. He to whom a person or thing belongs.
Go back to him.
About which he has power deciding. Oh my gosh, when I saw that, I said, look at that. Paul was elevated. A person, Jesus belonged to Paul. He had him in possession. He had the Prince of Peace with him. Listen, and Paul, it means about which he has power of deciding. When Paul said, I command, he knew he had Christ in him, the hope of glory. He knew he had his peace with him. Watch this. The Lord showed me this beautifully. It gives the person that knows they have him the power of deciding. Remember, I told you early on, when you are in elevated peace, you have decisions that you can make. You can say enough is enough to something and stop it. When this thing started to agitate Paul, because this woman was mocking him for many days, then Paul became grieved in his spirit. So when he felt the peace of God becoming agitated, that's when Paul decided and said, I command thee in the name. He releases what's in him. And that demon came out in the selfsame hour. She nagged them for days upon days. So the woman followed Paul and Silas, mocking them for many days. For many days, Paul did nothing about it. He finally became grieved, and he commanded the spirit to come out. He said, I command thee in the name of Jesus. He didn't ask the Lord for his service. He used what he knew he had. Paul decided, listen, Paul decided enough is enough. See, when you're elevated in this thing and you know it, my God, it's going to cause you. It's going to cause you to look at those things that are not lined up right. And finally, you're going to open your mouth like Jesus taught you. True. And you're going to speak to the mountains and to the things around you that need come down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You're going to finally decide yourself. Trust me. I'm telling you, take it from me. I'm going through these things now. I'm finally deciding because I'm full of his peace that enough is enough.
Amen.
The decision is mine.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I've been given power. And now with that power, I have the ability to decide. Will I let this thing persist or am I going to just go ahead and use what I got and handle my business?
That's God.
Paul decided enough is enough. That's okay, God. Woman, this has been going on for some days. You walking around here mocking me. No, we're not going to be that. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Now you're agitating me. Mm-hmm. You're grieving me. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
so now,
Jesus.
When are you going to decide? When are you going to decide? Don't decide when you aren't nourished because that ain't going to move nothing. Don't sit there and just pray in the name of Jesus. You've done that and the situation hasn't changed. No, no, get into the place where you can say, I command you. That means you are in a place where you're elevated in his peace. You're elevated. You're filled with it. And now you're using it with power, its authority to bring about the benefits of God. To bring about the favors of our God, to bring about his services. Don't just use the name of Jesus, people, but be in the name. We've talked about this in the past, but dwell in the name. Dwelling in the name means I'm elevated in my peace. Oh, glory be to God. The point being here, Paul knew he had the peace of Christ. The woman began to agitate that peace, so he again decided to deal with it. You know you're elevated when you know you have the power of deciding enough is enough. I know everybody on this line has felt that way. But it's not about your voice inflection. It's not about you having Bible scriptures. No, it's about you being nourished, being fully nourished with the unleavened bread. And then you can command, you can then, now you say, I command.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I love how these guys identified. Look on us. I command.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I love how they identify with what they were in possession of. Do you know that you know that you really know that you're filled with all of this?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Not just because you read your Bible and it tells you that you're filled, because you can speak in tongues. You speaking in tongues doesn't mean you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean you're filled with his peace. It's a weapon to pray for those things that you'd have no idea how to pray for, to get you in position. It's a weapon that gets you purged and cleansed. It speaks the truth of yourself. Yeah, but doesn't mean that you're filled. Yeah, being filled just means, man, I'm eating my daily fragments, and eating my fragments daily, I'm poisoned. I'm diseased with this thing. I'm owner of it, and I know it. Now, the narration of the day begins to change. See, when you've had bad outcomes almost every day, you want to change the narration of a thing? Go eat the rhema.
Amen.
The rhema becomes the narrative. The narrative is, I've got hopes and I've got good things in mind for you. I've got prosperity. I've got favor for you. That's the narrative, not you coming up short every single day. I will change the narrative if you eat. Yeah, you'll release my peace into your situation. You'll change your world.
Amen.
That's what these guys did.
Amen.
But I love their position on it. There's so many to look at. We're going to look at Paul and Silas. Continue for just another moment here. It goes on with these two. It says in Paul in Acts 16, verse 19 now, we pick up there. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. I thought about you here, Evangelist Benita. I thought about you here. This reminds me of a weapon you've got here. And it says, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. That word pray means worshiped. And any worshiper knows that worship will lead you right into prayer. I mean, right into praise. So they were worshiping, and then their song turned into praise. They worshiped, and then they began to praise, sing praises unto God.
Hallelujah.
And watch this. Now, they're elevated here. You can tell that they're elevated. They're worshiping and singing praises. I know they didn't just pray, because I understand what happens. Worship will guide you right into praise. It will take you. That's why I thought about you, Evangelist, that when you are elevated here, And it's another dimension here. We're elevated, man. We can just worship past it. We can worship and be above it. We're elevated. And then that worship, my God, is going to become a reality and give you vision like the eagle to the already victory that you've got. And then all of a sudden, you're going to begin to praise God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the prisoners, watch this now. This is so powerful. And the prisoners heard them. Keep that in mind. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Now, because they're elevated, they're not caught in the fact that they just got beat. They're bleeding and all kinds of mess is going on. They're in the inner prison, which means it's dark as midnight right in there. They can't see a thing, but these guys are worshiping and then they translate into praise. And that tells me here, these guys are elevated. They're so elevated that now the earth begins to quake. Why? Because God is so pleased with how they're elevated and not even bothered by their situation. That the earth began to quake, that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, watch this, all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. I said, wait a minute, hold up now. I said, now Paul and Silas were elevated.
Mm.
And the Lord said this to me. He said, yeah, they were. He said, but the other prisoners heard, so they got elevated too. I said, oh my gosh. He said, so I prophetically let them all know you're all free. All the bands were loosed. He said, they heard it. He said, that's how my peace elevates in the hearing. When they heard, my goodness, they heard the word of praise going up out of Paul and Silas's mouth. I got more proof to you that the prisoners were elevated too. Now, Paul and Silas were so elevated that their bonds break. The prison doors come flying open. And they didn't move. They didn't move. This tells me that how tremendously elevated they were. They didn't move.
No wonder.
They understood that God was doing something greater here. This wasn't about their freedom, but this was about the freedom of this guard and this family. They understood that. See, they were elevated in the place of his peace, so they were moving properly in the timing of God. They were so filled that they didn't become overly anxious and say, oh, this is our chance, let's go. No, they were elevated past that.
Hallelujah.
Because they were already, those two brothers were already free before the bands fell and before the prison doors were open.
Uh-huh.
They were already free.
Amen, amen.
They were elevated in his peace. So their worship turns into praise and their praise released the power of God to the point that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. Watch this now. And all the doors opened and everyone's bands were loose. The reason all the prisoners' bands were loose is because they all heard, as I told you.
Thank you.
Their peace was elevated through Paul and Silas being elevated to the point of praise. Remember, his peace is found in our hearing. Watch this. The guard then wakes up and is about to kill himself because he thought they all escaped. I'm just going to paraphrase the story for you real quick. Paul tells him, don't do any harm to yourself. We're all accounted for. This is proof. Watch me now. This is proof that they were all elevated. Please tell me how that none of them, not one prisoner, ran out to escape. Because they were elevated in the peace of God. They were beyond freedom in the natural.
Bless you, Lord God.
They were elevated in the peace and the presence of the Lord. This is how and this is why they didn't run. Listen, when we dwell in the elevated place or his elevated peace, we aren't short. We are not in short supply of all of its power. The benefits, the services, the favors. We're not in short supply. Paul and Silas's freedom was not short supplied. That wasn't the only chance. Because if you read out the story, listen here. The magistrates come the next day. First, the guard takes them to his house. They all go to the guard takes them home. He feeds them. The whole family gets saved and baptized. Then they go back to prison after all of them. Salvation hits the house. Watch this now. I thought this is how elevated they really were. All right. They go back. The magistrates tell the guard, release Paul and his partner. Let them go. They're free. Paul says, nah, bruh. It's not going to work out like that. So now they're telling him you're free. He said, no, they beat us openly. Now they want to let us go privately. We had nothing wrong. We had no charges. No, they're going to straighten this out and get it right. So the magistrates had to straighten it out and get it right before the public and the people, because Paul said, no, we ain't going out like that. Don't tell me I'm free. You beat me openly for no reason. Now you're going to try to let me out the back door. So Paul made them straighten it out. Then they left.
Hallelujah.
That's how elevated he was. Looked like he was squandering another opportunity to be free, but he's like, no. I'm already free. Fix it. You slandered our names. That's elevated peace. Healing, and I'm closing with this, truly is the children's bread. That's not a scripture per se. People say it all the time, healing is the children's bread. There's no one scripture that points to it, but there is an account that points to it. In Matthew 15, 22 through 28, and I just want to point out that healing is in the bread, everyone. And behold, a woman, I'm just going to encourage you one more time to eat this daily bread fragment. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet. In other words, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Mm-hmm. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Mm-hmm. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. In other words, at the same time. Jesus. All right. So the word whole means the daughter was healed. But watch this. We told you what happens. Two things happen. The manifestation of our prosperity and also the manifestation of absolute salvation. Expiation sets in. The girl was healed and then she was free from, which whole means free from errors and sins to bring about one salvation. So Jesus wasn't even in she wasn't even in the presence of the Lord. But when he said what he said, at the very same time he said it, she got healed and saved. It was in the bread. It was in the bread. It's not right that the dogs take the children's bread. See, he was saying, the bread is what I'm about to say. The bread is what I'm going to say about your daughter. The bread.
Yes.
There's healing and salvation. There's prosperity and salvation in the bread. He wasn't even under the same roof as the girl, but he released the bread. Here's the bread. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Here's the bread. And when he said it, the bread performed it. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to us. It's ours. Our wholeness is in this bread. Our wholeness is here. And he wants to elevate it. He wants us elevated in it. He wants to lift us up and we be filled and nourished with it. Healing is the children's bread. Belongs to us. So the Lord just wanted us to reference that fact that healing is in the bread. The bread is the very word he speaks. Mm-hmm. The girl he spoke about wasn't even present at the time he said it. But what he said reached where she was in the same moment he said it. Healing and wholeness is in the bread. TGM, keep eating the unleavened bread of Christ and be elevated in his peace. Be elevated in his peace. This week, come Wednesday and Thursday, I want you to do a case study for those of you that will. I want you to do a case study and find accounts that reveal elevated peace in action. We're going to mark for it. We're going to learn to dwell in it. We're going to live above and beyond. This is where we dwell. This is our life. Hallelujah. This is our life now, which certainly is. This is our dwelling place in the elevated peace of God. In the elevated peace of our God. Truly elevated, far above and beyond. Far above and beyond. No more. No more are we going to be scrounging to find this peace. No more. We're done with that. But we are elevated people of God. We are elevated sons and daughters.
Amen, Lord.
Fully nourished. Not looking in the earth any longer for the favor of the earth. We're going to bring the favor of the kingdom into our earthly situations by just simply thanking him.
Yes, God.
Thanking him for it. I take this moment right now and I just want to say, don't hang up the phone yet, anyone. Don't disconnect yet. You'll miss your blessing. I want to thank him for the favor that's over you. I want to thank him for the benefits he has for your life. I want to thank him for releasing services, all of his services, all of his services into you. I thank him for prosperity that goes beyond what you've ever known, what you ever thought, what you've ever imagined. I thank him that it's flowing in your direction right this very moment. Why? Because everybody on this line, just like every prisoner heard, and their bands were loosed. Well, just as you heard, your bands are loosed today in the name of Jesus. Just like when they heard Paul and Silas and their bands were broken up off of them, so are your bands broken up off of you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Nothing's holding you in bondage, whether it be physical, mental, or financial. I don't care what it is. It's broken up off your life now because you too have heard. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you're free. In Jesus' name, you're free. In the name of Jesus, you're free. Thank you, Father, that you today are speaking loudly through us. Enough is enough. Glory be to God. And everything that's been held up.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Release now in Jesus' name. Benefits. Services, favor, Maraku Varadindiata, favor, oh God, yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord.
Hey, God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we give you praise, Master.
Hallelujah, God, hallelujah.
Glory for it, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
We give you glory for it, Master.
Yes, God.
We thank you for that release. We thank you for that release.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Give glory for that release.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Such as I have, give I thee. Who glory be to God. Such as I have, give I thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Great is the peace of our children. Great is the peace. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Got a few comments in the chat, just a few. Sister Erica leads us off with an amen and an amen. Elder Allison comes behind her with hallelujah. I say the same, Elder Allison, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I command, I hear you. Sister Javon, I hear you. I command is the Lordship. King's kids, hashtag King's kids, she says. Ha, Rokuvadia.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Benita says this. She says, amen, no more accepting the crumbs. That's right. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. I agree with that. But boy, I tell you, there was power enough in the crumbs too, evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
There was power enough. Just a piece is all you need. He said, man, if you have faith as a grain, just a piece. But I agree. We are eating loaves in our ministry. So imagine the realm of favor that's opened up unto us.
Amen.
We don't have crumbs. You're right, evangelist. I retract that. You're right. We don't have crumbs. Man, we have the loaves. We've got loaves. All of the rain that we've been under. Ah, glory be to God. So imagine the supply you have. Imagine what you're really furnished with. Now use it. Mm-hmm. Oh, healed healing is yielding to heal.
Amen.
Because we're being nourished.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, everyone. Well, that's all I've got for you today. That's it for today. But boy, we are not done with this subject. I'm excited about where the Lord is going to take us. The first two were dynamic messages, man. If you didn't listen to Thursday and press play right after Thursday and hit today's on there. But now we're going to honor God in our giving. We're going to